Hello, everybody, and welcome to Whispers Radio here on AM 1600 WKKX, the Valley's Watchdog, and UPRN, the UFO Paranormal Radio Network. It is 610, 64 degrees, and rainy out here in downtown Wheeling. What happened, buddy?
I was trying to turn up the recording. So I hit the wrong one.
Looked like Brandon went into a seizure just then.
Let me see if I can turn that down for
you. Yeah, just
buddy.
A little bit.
Which one are
okay,
you?
Okay, we're good.
Okay. I hit the wrong one. I'm sorry. That was funny, though.
Hi, hey, Nick.
Hi.
Hey, Nick. Do you know what today is?
It's Tuesday, right?
A matter of fact, yeah. It's Tuesday. Do you know what else it is?
Ghost stories.
It's, 1 week before the election.
No, ghost stories.
I'm sorry. We did this last week, too. It's ghost stories.
Ghost stories?
Ghost story.
It's our third annual Halloween call-in giveaway extravaganza.
Yay.
I like Brandon.
So if you got some ghost stories, call us.
What are you trying to do with your voice there?
That was a crowd. That was an audience. Right, Lo?
Yeah, that was Jordan plus one.
I was going to say, whatever you want to call it.
That's right. Tonight is completely dedicated to you, our faithful, lovely, glorious listeners. You call in, you give us a story, and we got all kinds of prizes.
We
got
to keep that light blinking.
Yeah, we got to keep that strobe going. It's going to be a party in here. We have Foggy Bottom Festival of Fright tickets. We got a pair of those, so we got two of those to give away. We got Carmike Cinemas tickets. We got Olive Garden coupons. We got DeCarlo's Pizza in the Grove, which is the best DeCarlo's. Lola, we got somebody on the line?
Yeah, it's the first person you sent a check to.
Wow.
It's Pam.
Pam.
You're sending money to people?
Well, I tell you what, I am out here in St. Clair, so no electricity and just a lantern going here, so it's perfect for ghost stories.
All right.
Yeah. Sure is.
Okay, this happened to my son back in May. Now, he said this had happened a few weeks before, but he kind of dismissed it. Just to begin with, he lives above a mortuary.
Ooh.
Oh, that's not
so that's, yeah, he said the first time I see a dead woman, I'm out of there.
Oh, jeez.
Well, he and my other son kind of have what... Lola's sister has that, whatever that is. My mother was that way. My grandmother was that way.
You mean they're sensitive?
Sensitive.
Sensitive, yeah. I'm glad I'm not. I'm glad I'm not. Although I did see something once. But anyhow, he had heard pacing, like somebody walking in his bedroom. And he just dismissed it. He works hard all day, and he was exhausted and went to sleep. Well, 2 weeks later, this started at 2 in the morning. Mm. And it was heavier and real fast walking back and forth, and then like somebody looking between the blinds, and then they flick when they let go of them, and then pacing back and forth and back and forth again. So he just laid there for a while. He thought, nah, this isn't, and he thought, I'm going to dismiss it, it's nothing, I'm going to go to sleep. Well, he couldn't go to sleep. It was so irritating, he just could not even try to go back to sleep. So he said, okay, it's time to go now. You've looked out the window 100 times. He thought I'd talk to it, and still nothing, the pacing back and forth. And an hour and a half went by. So he got up, and he said, okay, I'm going to fold my laundry now. So he sat in the middle of the floor. I said, I'd be afraid to walk through me. And he's folding laundry, and still the pacing, and the flicking, looking through the blind. And I said, the poor person probably doesn't know where they are, and they're worried because someone has not come home, and they're worried.
So he's sitting there, and the blinds are just flicking around?
Yeah, he doesn't see it, but he hears it. He hears the pacing, and then like somebody looking between his blinds, and you know when you're
like... Okay, because I thought you said he was folding laundry, and then he started pacing, and then he was looking outside.
The ghost
was pacing.
I'm just trying to wrap my brain around it, Pam.
He just keeps hearing this constantly, the pacing and the flicking of the blinds.
Oh.
So finally he got back in bed. And by this time,
he didn't leave.
No, he did because he didn't see anything. He just heard, and it's the middle of the night. He has to get up early and go to work. Mm-hmm. So it's like 4:30 in the morning, and finally he just yelled, "Get the heck out of my room!" Well, at that point, the pacing stopped, and there is a curtain that divides his living room from his bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
The curtain went whoosh, right to the side.
Oh.
He has not heard it since. Yeah. I keep asking him, have you heard any? Nope, nothing. So he told it to get the heck out, and it did, and...
Oh, Pam. If that happened to me, I'd have been out of there so fast.
He could not move. He had to go to the bathroom, and he could not move.
Oh.
Yeah, he said, Mom, I was so scared I could not move. Because he wasn't expecting that. He was expecting maybe silence or still pacing, yeah. Not the curtain moving to the side.
Yeah, just yeah. Enough to let him know he was mad. I'm going to move the curtain.
Be.
You know, I'll get out of here, but...
I felt it was a female. He felt it was a male.
Really?
Yeah, he thought maybe it was a male. But he couldn't go back to sleep. He finally, when it got daylight, got up and went to work because it was May, so it was getting lighter outside. Mm-hmm. And I said, if this happens again, call me. I don't care if it's 2 a.m. At least you have another human being alive.
Yeah. Does he live around here?
No, he lives in Maryland.
Because, around here, a lot of these funeral homes were private homes at one point in time.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think quite a few of them were.
Was this one?
Well, it has like 3 or 4 apartments. The owner of the funeral home actually lives there, too. And he kind of asked the neighbors off and on if they heard anything. And I guess the older man that lived there and moved across the little walkway from him had lived in his apartment. But he can't hear hardly anything. Yeah.
But, that does have its benefits, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. But my poor kids have gone through so much. In fact, that's the son that I told you last year. He and his friends went to the Athens Insane Asylum, now actually has a daycare in it, believe it or not. Yeah, has offices and a daycare. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard Athens itself is just extremely haunted. I know Sherry was telling me that one time. She just said she mentioned a couple of different ones, but the first one she mentioned and the one she said, if you had to pick one, you know, she was saying Athens. If I'm thinking correctly, so there's a lot of interesting stuff around there.
I would say. So.
Always wanted to go.
Well, now it's inhabited by live people, but that was freaky. Then, I, as I said, he must be sensitive, and he and my other son won't even tell me the last thing he had happen in his house. He said, I can't even tell you.
Wow.
And he's real close to selling the house and moving.
Really?
Yeah, he has a 10-year-old son, and his son has said from the time he was 4 years old. He did not want to go upstairs, and his dad said, why not? Because he never mentioned anything to him.
Yeah.
And he said, because someone is watching me.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the child felt this. And his light goes off. His bedroom light goes off and on. And it's an actual switch you have to flick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll go get a drink, and he'll come in his room, and flick on goes the light.
Wow.
Well, that's nice. At least they're turning the light on for him, so he doesn't
stub
his toe.
Well, now
I have
to get back in bed. He turns it off, and then it comes back on again.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so their eyes,
Tell him to make sure that when he does do that, try to sell the house, to not mention that it's haunted. Somebody said that you could, that they ask you that when the realtor will ask you that.
My buddy's going around, my sister's fiance, looking to buy houses, and when I went with him, I'd go, anybody die in this house?
Yeah, really.
Uh-huh. Is this house haunted? You know, just because.
Well, I had my house blessed years ago when they were younger of things happening. And I think it was a little kid. My son's drum was being played, you know, like
really?
11 o'clock. Yeah, he even knew which drum it was. He heard the drum being played. I saw a silhouette across my fireplace going behind my couch.
Really?
Yeah, and it was a child. It didn't bother me, but it scared the kids, and the dogs were barking up at the ceiling in the middle of the room.
Where were you living at then?
In St. Clairsville, the same house.
Oh, so the same one you're living in now?
Yes. Now, my sister did pass away in this house, and we did hear her walking around upstairs in the bedroom, but that didn't bother us because we knew who it was. Yeah, I had heard that the Jewish religion believes that the spirit is earthbound for 90 days.
I've never heard that.
I heard that, and it seems true that people who have seen, like within a couple months, someone who has passed on or heard walking around in their room, and my cousin heard her dad up in the attic where his train sets were, and they heard him right after he died walking around, and there was no one else up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. You know, they want to stick around and make sure, A, that everything is all right with everybody. And sometimes I think they don't realize that they've passed.
I think that, too. I think there's some confusion there. Maybe that's why it takes like 90 days. So if that's true, I mean, look how many thousands of years the Jews go back. So there must be something to that.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
they had been.
Beliefs come from somewhere.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Now, are you a sensitive?
No, thank goodness. No, like I said, I saw that silhouette.
Oh.
And I have had a vision because I had prayed for you to know that my mom and my sister were okay. And a vision came to me out of just, I was thinking, just laid down in bed and thought, I was thinking all the stuff I have to do, my to-do list mentally in my head. And this came to me and I stood up and went, what the heck was that?
Oh, wow.
And it was my prayer being answered. I truly believe that.
Wow.
And it was very calming and very peaceful, so I felt very good about it. But no, my mother was that way, and my grandmother was that way. So
maybe you are and you just don't know it.
I probably do not want to. If my kids could harness this, they could probably make some money out of it. Yeah, because they have been, any house that has anything, they've had their blankets pulled off at a house their dad used to live in. I mean, just all kinds of things. In this house that my son lives in, now his wife has never felt anything. My son has felt things on his arm. Like I said, my grandson has felt this presence all along and the light going on. My son was the first one to sleep in the attic that we know of. I mean, who knows? And there's a little lock down below.
Mm-hmm.
And he came down the next morning. He's flicking this lock. I said, what are you doing? He said, yep, that's the sound I heard last night.
Jeez.
Yeah. And one of the first things I did the night my son moved into his house, he lives in Maryland, too. They both live in Maryland.
Okay.
I bought him a nightlight, and it is on every single night in that house.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. My older one's really creeped out by it. The younger one, like I said, he was tolerating it, but when that curtain went to the sign, that was it.
Yeah. But enough's enough.
Yeah, that was enough.
I would have been moving into an apartment the next day.
Well, yeah, I said I would have been out of there. But he has had nothing since, so somebody was confused.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I've heard that, you know, if there are spirits there, if you tell them, just go away. Just go away. This is my house now.
Well, he had a cuss
a lot of times
one.
They do.
Yeah, he had a cuss at it.
Well.
I said, get the heck, but he didn't say that.
No, I'm sure that's not what he said.
I heard the pause before you said that. I figured there was something.
Yeah.
Jordan's finger was right over the button.
I want you to bleep me out.
I was over here like I was playing Hungry Hungry Hippo. Getting ready to hit that button. That's now, cool. We got all kinds of gifts here. Everybody tonight that calls in gets a bucket from Carmike Cinemas. The buckets are for popcorn.
Oh.
For $2.50, you can fill it up with popcorn out at the mall, and you can use it till the end of the year. But you have to wash it yourself.
Yeah,
maybe there's
that's
a clause.
Okay. I can wash dishes.
But that's on top of the other gifts. We have movie tickets from Carmike. We have a $5 certificate for Olive Garden, DiCarlo's Pizza, and we have a pair of Festival of Fright tickets.
Oh, wow. Now if my kids are here, I'd let them do that. There's no expiration dates on those movie tickets, is there?
The end of the year.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'm sure I'll find a movie. Yeah, I think I'll take that.
All right, two tickets to Carmike Cinema, yeah. Ohio Valley Mall 11.
And you got the picture.
And the bucket. There you go.
I love Whispers Radio. I cannot wait to turn it on Tuesday.
Well, thanks, Pam.
Just love it. You guys do a great job.
That's encouraging.
And I agree, that guy that did the vampire, I was so lost, I didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh, we were all lost, don't worry.
am I missing something?
Listen, I was going to say I had my hand on the button like you were a vampire from Paris, but I wasn't.
I was so mad. You have no idea. That was an hour of our lives
exactly.
We will never get back.
And when you could have had somebody really great on.
Well, we thought it was, you know,
we thought we had something great. I mean, yeah. How often do you get a guy from Paris saying that he's a vampire?
Vampire.
We were waiting
right?
for
yeah.
like a month or two for him.
Unless it's Antonio Banderas, I don't want to hear him.
I know.
All right, well, your tickets and your bucket are going to be down here at the station waiting for you.
Okay, thank you so much, and I can't wait to hear the rest. Thing is, it's getting dark, and my radio doesn't pull in, and with our electricity, I can't do anything else.
Oh, that's right.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well,
run
be
out
careful
car.
Out there. I hope you get your power back soon.
Oh, I do, too. Yeah. I don't like this.
I'll tell you, that storm was wicked when it blew through here.
I was out of
you have a good night, Pam.
Oh, thank you.
Stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Pam.
That was encouraging.
It was kind of really encouraging.
We have a fan.
Awesome.
Try it. Our number is 304-214-1600. If you're out of the area, toll free, 1-866-514-1600. Call in, tell us your story, and win yourself a prize.
So, what would you say, you know, if you're sitting in the room, you know, all of a sudden something just opens like that? I mean,
oh, I'm telling you right now, if I'm sitting there and I yell at some noises that I hear, and then all of a sudden a curtain that's dividing my room flies over to the side.
You guys are supposed to be
I'd be
scared.
Hunters. You know, I've never.
I'm the bravest, strongest man. I would pee myself and cry.
There's a point though where we plan something like we're gonna go to something next weekend. The whole you start preparing yourself. If you're setting, you know,
you have your equipment, you have your stuff, you're there for an investigation. If you're sitting in bed and then all of a sudden,
oh my God,
it's like,
you got your PJs on,
you gotta pee myself.
You've nestled into the pillow.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm a man.
Jordan's changing the sheets.
I'm not sure.
We're like, listen, Mr. Ghosty, if you're gonna put on a sheet and scare me, don't use this one.
Do you think he honestly would?
Yeah, they usually don't use the sheets. They just go straight for the neck.
Such voices, honest to God.
What would you do, Lola? Would you go, ooh, Ghosty, talk to me?
Among other
things.
You'd
be like, show yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. That's if you're laying in bed scared, because she said that he got up out of bed scared.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're laying in bed scared and you're like, okay, please don't kill me, please don't kill me, please. You know, and
ghosts
then,
can't kill you.
How do you know?
Because otherwise, then somebody would bless me and get rid of ghost hunters.
What about that one story that guy told us a couple weeks ago?
What?
Remember where he came down the steps and was talking to that one guy?
He got pushed down the stairs.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I forget it now.
No. You.
The dude from the tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
That was, you know what, he was just wasted, fell down the stairs. That's all.
See, that's what the ghosts want you to think.
Oh, ye of little faith.
I would not cry like a little girl.
I didn't say I'd, I did say I'd cry.
I would.
No, you said you'd pee.
I would pee and cry like a man.
And there's a difference.
There is.
We can't go there on FCC controlled radio wave. So
it's can we take a break real quick, come back?
Yeah.
I'm choking.
Get a drink.
All right, you're listening to Whispers Radio. It is our third annual call-in giveaway extravaganza. You call in with your stories and we give you stuff. It's gonna be a great night. We'll be right back. Nick just did pee himself around.
Yes, he did.
That was interesting.
What is this? Are they supposed to be on hold?
The person that called in is going to call back. The other two, you did.
I know.
Welcome back to Whispers Radio. Sorry, I was having my own little good old time.
Singing.
We're having a party tonight. Call in and you can get some prizes. Who we got on hold, Lola?
Oh, this is Rich.
Rich, how you doing?
How you doing, guys?
Wonderful.
Hey, I don't think I can one up most of your stories that you guys had. But when I was a kid, I grew up in Bel Air, right down the road from the hospital there. And one night we were, I'm the oldest of four boys, and we went to bed. And I shared a room with one of my brothers, and I slept in the top bunk. Well, for some reason, one night, I wake up.
You must have been the younger of the brothers because you got stuck on
the top
bunk. I was older. I got the bottom.
I didn't mind the top bunk so much. It wasn't too bad.
Okay.
But I woke up from a dead sleep, and I was sweating real bad and breathing heavy. I had no idea what was going on. And this loud crash came from downstairs in our kitchen. And I kind of just was frozen in my bed and just kind of sat there. I'm thinking, you know, should I go take a look at what's going on or not? And so after a couple minutes, I finally got the courage to get up out of bed and walk downstairs and take a look in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And to my surprise, when I flipped on the lights, there was nothing on the floors, on the counters. It was nothing was touched. And I was so freaked out that I flipped the lights out and ran upstairs and just kind of hid under my covers. Well, as I'm just kind of like, I'm kind of laying there really just clenched with the covers up over my, up to my chin. And it was just like this, I don't know how to explain it. It was just kind of like,
well, show us. No.
Well, it was kind of like this form of some sort, this white form just kind of like floated, like kind of like flew by my bed and into my two younger brother's bedroom. And it just kind of disappeared through a wall. It was the freakiest thing that's ever happened to me. And I could this day never explain what happened.
Hmm. Wow.
Wow.
Now, yeah. And nobody else in the house has ever had anything strange happen, and you've never.
Oh no, no. We my parents. I'm going to be 28 here in a couple of days, and my parents moved out of that house about 10 years ago.
Wow.
And so it's yeah. I've never had any other instances since then, or whatever. And I, you know, nobody in our family has ever heard or seen anything, but that was just the. It just kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah, it's out there, man.
Yeah, it is, man.
Well, you know what? Sometimes they just decide to say hello. I wish they'd say hello at my house, but they never do.
Lola. Oh, my God.
One day you're going to get what you asked for.
You're going to have way too many.
Yeah. It'll be a party this weekend.
Should be caught up, Nick and
Jordan. I'd wish upon myself, Lola.
It's funny because every week Richard text messaged me throughout the whole show and say, Lola's crazy. Lola, why? What is she saying? Is she serious? Lola's out there.
You're putting him on the spot. Thanks.
It's good crazy, though.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right, Richard, what do you want? Some movie tickets, some Olive Garden, some DiCarlo's pizza, or the Festival of Fright tickets?
I think I'll take some Olive Garden. That sounds good.
All right, buddy.
All right, sir.
Hey, have a good one.
You do the same.
Thanks, bye. Rich. We'll see you later. Oh, gosh.
So, Lola.
What?
All these people wondering about you.
I know. Well, you know why? Because they've all had experiences.
And they feel bad for you.
Yes.
Because you want them, and maybe they don't.
I know.
That's deep.
So, if you have any ghosts,
see, but they know what it's like, and they don't want it. They're like, oh, man,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, but see, they weren't prepared for it.
You're ready.
I am.
So you're too ready. That's why you don't have it.
You know what? And I've thought of that.
That's why when you believe in Santa Claus, he doesn't come.
Oh, that's just wrong. And children don't listen
don't
to him.
Don't ever say that to Raylan.
There is a Santa.
There is a Santa. And I... Santa and Jordan... comes to my house every year.
See, I'm glad Raylan's not listening.
I hope your children are listening.
Just go. Guess what? Jolly Fat Man ain't coming to your house.
You?
Oh, man. You're bad today.
Nick, you can come to my house.
Okay.
Okay, this is Barb from Martin's Ferry.
Barb,
hey, Barb.
From Martin's Ferry.
How do?
We have a plethora of Barbs.
There sure is.
A plethora. He
and
just
we're all about
word.
The same age.
I know.
You know, there's three Barbs on my street. I mean, that is really weird. It really is. It must have been a popular name at one time in the hospitals with births. Anyhow, this happened about, 25 years ago. I lived in a house at the time that was about 110 years old. And I had company that weekend. I had my sister, brother-in-law, her two children, and my mother. And as evening came on, we sent the kids to bed. My son was about 10. My sister's two were younger. And I'd say maybe 10, my brother-in-law had to go up once and settle the boys down because you put three boys together, young boys, and they're not going to go to sleep.
No, they're not.
And so everybody was playing cards in the kitchen because I had a big round oak table there. And I went to get my brother-in-law a drink, and I was standing by his side, and I could see into my living room, and I saw a figure crouch down and go behind a chair. And my brother-in-law immediately stood up, and he looked at me, and he says, "Did you see that?" I said, "Yeah." We figured it was the kids. Well, we went into the living room, looked behind the chair, no kids. Behind the couch, no kids. Into the cupboard, no kids. And I didn't think they could get past us and get back upstairs, so my brother-in-law and I went upstairs, and the kids were sound asleep. So my brother-in-law said, "If I had finished that drink, I wouldn't have thought that I saw what I did. But you saw it too, didn't you?" And I said, "I most certainly did."
Now, see, if you didn't like your brother-in-law, I would have said, "Now what? I didn't see anything."
No, we were just both so astounded because we both saw it. That's the weird thing.
Yeah.
It was just a dark figure crouching down. And it was moved so fast that, you know, you couldn't tell which one of the boys it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in the same house, it was winter time. My son had gone to bed. His room is right next to us. My husband and I retired for the night. We're laying there just about ready to drift off to sleep, and there's a big boom. My son yells, "Mom, what is that?" And my husband, the same thing. He says, "What is that?" And I says, "I don't know. Are you going to go check?" And he said, "No." He did, honest to God. So I was so mad. I go traipsing downstairs.
He must have been related to Jordan and Nick.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here a picture had fallen off the wall and hit my table. And I thought, oh, the wire broke because it was an old picture.
Yeah.
No, the wire was not broken. So I felt up to see if the hook was still in the wall. It was still in the wall. I have no idea. And we live on a quiet residential street. There's no way that, you know, there's vibration to knock this picture down. It was as if somebody lifted it off and threw it on a table.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And then I had one more instance happen. Well, we moved out of there after a while. I was in the kitchen doing the dishes. It was a bright, sunny afternoon, and I was the only one at home. And I heard a male say my name, Barbara Ann. And I looked around thinking, how in the world did somebody get into this house? Because I had the storm door in front locked. I had it, you know, the screen in because
yeah.
It was summertime. And I'm there by the other door. There was no one there. And I am not schizophrenic. But I heard my name called.
Now, see, that to me, that's creepy.
Yes.
That a spirit would know your name.
You
know, yes. Now, if they're just there and they're, like, walking around and even doing stuff, okay. But if they know your name.
They're paying attention.
Yeah.
And it was not a male voice that I recognized. You know, I can't say it was my grandfather who had passed away or an
yeah.
uncle who was. This was a total male voice I did not know.
Wow.
Yes. And, I mean, I will never forget that. And I even questioned my own sanity. I went out on the porch, you know, first of all, to get away what was ever in the kitchen
yeah.
and to, you know, gather your thoughts. Okay, now, how could I have done that or heard that? But
yeah.
I did.
You've got secret admirers on both sides of the plane.
I have no idea, but we did move out of that house, and I am glad of it. My son was always reluctant to go upstairs, you know, by himself. When he'd take a bath, he'd, you know, lock the bathroom door so it couldn't get in, you know, things
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. He was always
yeah.
uncomfortable. And I did have one room that we called the junk room because it was always cold and the door would not stay shut. So we put a hook and eye on the outside, you know, to
yeah.
keep the door shut.
Yeah.
And it was really a very spooky room. I just stored junk in there. That's why it's called the junk room.
Yeah. Yeah. I have several of those.
So
now, in this house that I live in now, I don't know if it's a structural fault or what in the world it is, but this house was lived in. It was only built in 49 or 50, I think. And when the day the people moved out, the next day we moved in. So it's not a question of it sitting abandoned or anything like that. The first night we sat here, my husband and I heard this horrid banging, banging, I mean loud banging, and my husband said, "What is it?" I said, "How do I know, Bob?"
Yeah.
I mean, I can't explain it. I thought maybe somebody was outside beating on a truck with a ball bat or something. Well, next morning, I came downstairs, and we have a shower room here. And I don't know if you know what Barker tile is or not. Now, this bathroom has to be at least 15 years old. The tile was totally destroyed. And I don't know. I mean, I looked all over the house seeing, you know, did we get a lemon? Is there a structural fault here or something? We could never explain this. And when I showed it to my daughter-in-law, who handles... what do you call it? Household repairs and stuff. She does kitchens and baths and stuff. She says there was somebody in here. She said this was not a structural problem, Barbara. And I have no idea to this day who or what destroyed the tile in my one bathroom.
Wow.
Yes, yes. So from calling my name to destroying my tile, I have had every experience in the world. So maybe you don't want any, Lola.
See, Barb knows.
Yes.
You guys, you keep trying to dissuade me on this, however.
Yes, and I could never explain. You know, I would understand were there something wrong with the house someplace. But we could never explain who or what destroyed the bathroom tile the day the other people moved out. And, I mean, I even checked the doors and everything to make sure they were all locked and the windows and everything. Nobody, you know, snuck in. So,
wow.
I can't explain it.
You saw it the day they moved out. You were there.
Yeah.
And then the next day you got there and it was trashed.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we heard it.
Oh.
We heard
Oh,
it.
That's what Jeez. Was... Oh, man.
Yes. I mean, these horrible booming, like somebody had a ball bat or a sledgehammer and was beating up. You ever go to any of those car things when people destroy them?
Yeah.
That's what I thought was happening. When my husband said, what's that? I just figure somebody is angry with somebody outside and they're destroying a car. No, it was my bathroom.
Now, see, if you lived on my street, I'd say, yeah, it was probably somebody wrecking a car.
Yeah. But... Anyhow, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, good for you.
Okay.
Thanks, Barb. Now, what do you want? You want movie tickets or Olive Garden or something?
No. First of all, I don't drive. And second, I'm dieting. So.
What about a book?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do a book for you.
I love that.
And since you don't drive, is this on?
Yeah, that's
okay.
On.
I don't know. I can't hear it in my own head. I don't know why. But maybe we get the address off the air and
I'd
love that.
Hold on, Barb, and I'll get your address. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, Barb. Thank you,
Barb.
You're welcome.
All righty. I think we got a call. I'm gonna answer it.
Oh, okay. I was like, he looks at me, and goes, "Talk." So,
I guess I don't.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is Kathy.
There we go.
Kathy.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. I used to live in a haunted house.
Oh yeah.
You could hear the ghost walking around, and you could feel it sitting down on the bed. It was pretty creepy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Now, where are you from, Kathy?
I'm from Bridgeport.
Over in Bridgeport.
Uh huh. Yeah. Nobody be home, and you feel somebody sit on that bed, but it would never hurt you or anything. But you could just feel the bed. Just like somebody was sitting down on it.
Really?
Would you see the imprint of the person sitting down on the bed also?
Yep.
Ooh.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Now, was this a house you moved into, or is this like a family home?
It was a family home, but I don't know who the ghost is, though. And my daughter was 3 and 4. She used to see the ghost all the time. He wore cowboy boots.
At least he's a friendly ghost.
Lola. Oh, he wore cowboy boots?
Yeah.
Then send him over.
Wonder if he had on chaps.
We could find that out, too. But that, see, heaven. That would answer two of my wishes right, all in one. Wow.
Yeah. But we don't live there anymore, though, but...
Nobody I could else. Always do a drive-by, you know.
He just came to the wrong house.
Now, did you move out of it because of what was happening, or just because?
Oh, we just moved out to get a bigger place.
Yeah, nothing there.
Nothing here so far.
So far,
we're kind of disappointed.
Lola too.
I know. Well, if you ever get to your old house, send him a note.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Kathy, what kind of prize do you want?
Well, what do you got?
Well, we have Carmike Cinema tickets out in St. Clairsville. We have.
I'll take those.
All righty.
And don't forget the bucket.
And you get a bucket, too.
And you get a bucket for Carmike that you can fill it up with popcorn, and it's only $2.50, and you can keep using it until the end of the year.
All righty.
Good deal.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Kathy.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I forgot about the bucket stew for a little bit there.
How can you forget
that? How could you forget about
so
it? It's all
buckets.
We've been talking about.
When I went to Carmike yesterday, he was like, how them buckets? I can give you another 100. I was like, no. I'm working on a castle right now.
That's what then he said he wanted to put them all over the front, like the front area.
You could strap them together and use them as a raft.
Yeah, next year's anything that floats contest, you might
there you go.
Stand a chance with it.
Please don't give him any ideas.
I know.
You'd probably feel that move down past the island, too.
Jordan, get in trouble for littering because I'd fall off. I wouldn't catch it either. Bye, buckets. Bye.
Oh, jeez. So, Jordan, what do you think so far? What's your favorite story so far? I have to ask.
Well, what was your favorite?
I'm trying to say, I've liked them all. I mean,
the
curtain.
I like the family.
The curtain was good.
The curtain has me, just because. Who we got, Lo?
This is our Barb.
Barb!
Hey, guys.
Hey,
what's
record, three Barbs in one night.
I know. Teachers must have gone crazy.
Popular name.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Trisha was going to call you, but apparently she's a little bit intimidated or something, so.
By who?
Trisha is very sensitive. She's worse than me.
She's very sensitive. But she knows all of us.
I know, but she gets real...
Okay.
But I told her, I said, call and see what they can tell you. But apparently, like, she moved into the dorm when she started her senior year down at Marshall. And she lives with three roommates. And they're all nursing students. And, you know, she would hear the toilet flush and the sink run in the middle of the night. Just assume it was one of her... You know, co-ed, whatever.
Roomies.
Well, the last, like, 6 weeks, she's been paying attention. And when they're gone for the weekend, between 2 and 2:30 in the morning, the sink runs and the toilet flushes.
You know why? And it's the spirit's coming home from the bar.
Yep.
There's nobody in there. Well, she was getting all freaked out. And I'm like, Trish, you know what to do. You know, just she would go in. The sink's not wet. You know, but she hears it, you know, and it's in between the same times and everything. So I told her, I said, well, you need to research. You know, you need to find out what's going on. Apparently, a nursing student about 16 years ago.
Oh, I know what you're going to.
Died of leukemia.
Oh, well, that's better than what I thought. No,
in her
seriously.
Senior year.
Wow.
And, well, Trish wants to get out of this dorm because it's really. Messing with her, and I'm like, you know how this goes. It's not going to hurt you, whatever.
Still.
Her roommates never hear it.
Dorms aren't that big, Barb.
No.
It's like I've been locked in a closet with a ghost for the last year and a half.
Well, but it's like a little suite, and they all have their own little rooms and everything, and she's like, Mom, I don't want to move out there. My friends and everything, and I told her she just needs to talk to it or whatever, but I told her to call you guys tonight because I know I said call Jordan. He'll hook you up with his mom. You can talk to her. but she's freaked out. But she did research it, and apparently 16 years ago, this young lady passed away from leukemia as a senior nursing student.
Well, you know that does sound residual.
Mm.
You know, like it's just a loop, and she just keeps coming home, and you know.
she's going to be mad at me. She's like, why did you call them? You know?
Oh, tell her to get over it.
Well, Jordan's mom is so wonderful, and I thought maybe she could talk to her and work something out. But she said she's going to, you know, the only thing that really bothers her is her roommates don't hear it.
Yeah.
But Trisha has been very sensitive her whole life.
Well, you email me the contact info, and I'll give it.
I'll tell her to do that. I will. I'll tell her to do that because she likes her friends. She doesn't want to move out of the dorm. It's her senior year. She wants to have fun, but the toilet won't reflect.
Sometimes the toilet's just got to flush. I mean, somebody's
got to
do it.
Well, I'm sure she's listening to you guys on the internet. So if she calls, she's going to be like, my mom wasn't supposed to say anything. They're going to think I'm crazy. And, you know.
Now, she should know better than to think we think she's crazy. Listen to us.
She is. She's very, I mean, just, oh, it amazes me how in tune she is.
Wow.
So she called you and said, well, that wasn't your mother. That was somebody else.
That was the other Barb.
That was crazy Barb.
That was Barb from Fish Creek.
That was drunk Barb.
Well, you may hear from her before it's over with because I called.
Okay.
So,
hey, Barb.
Well, thank you, Barb.
What do you want? We got prizes.
Oh.
We have gifts.
We have gifts.
We come bearing gifts.
We have treats.
How about DeCarlo's? That way we can enjoy it next trip she comes home.
All right. DeCarlo's in the Grove.
All right,
hey,
guys.
Thanks, Barb.
Hey, if she calls, lie for me.
I will.
We never talk to
see you. Okay. Yeah, you ready? This is Stacy.
Stacy.
Hey, Stacy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
Hey, Stacy.
Well, I heard you wanted to hear some ghost stories.
Yes, we need some good ghost stories from the house. I heard there's many.
There are. I'll tell you what happened the very first week we moved in.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, we were sitting on the couch, and it was about the only piece of furniture we had in the house at the time because we just moved in. And we were sitting there talking about all the things we wanted to do to the house and all these plans that we had. And my husband says, well, I think I'm going to run up to my mom's and get some more of my stuff. And I said, okay. And I went upstairs, and I was carrying some stuff up to put into the closets. Now, we had spent the whole day cleaning the house, washing down the woodworks. It's an old house, so we had a lot of work to do. And so anyway, I'm standing at the closet putting some things in, and all of a sudden it was that feeling of, like, this cold chill, and I felt like something was breathing on my neck.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of froze, and I thought, well, okay, take a deep breath, because it was one of those things, like, I knew when I turned around there may or may not be someone standing there. So I turn around, and of course I see nothing. But I still felt like all the hair on my arms were standing up. It was really kind of freaky, but I thought, it's okay. So I start to walk into the hallway, and in the hallway we have a linen closet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like I just kind of froze. And I can't tell you, because I'm alone, I can't tell you if I heard a voice. And I can't tell you if it was like I heard it with my ears or if it was like I heard it with my head type of thing.
Yeah.
But this voice tells me, get out the picture. It's in the closet. Mm. And now I'm talking about this linen closet. And I'm like, wait a minute. I just cleaned that out. I just washed that out. There's nothing in there. And I went to take another step, and I felt this cool breeze at me, and it was, like, kind of stopping me. And get out the picture. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? So I went ahead. I looked in the closet, and sure enough, in the back underneath this, like, underneath the, it's like, all wood. So, and this one of the pieces of wood, there was a picture, and all it was like ripped, and all you could see were these two hands in the kitchen sink. And plain as day, I heard, I used to do a lot of work here, too.
Whoa.
So yeah. I was pretty freaked out at this point, and I'm just like standing there. Well, a few minutes later, my husband was back, and I was explaining to him what happened. He's like, oh, that's crazy. And, you know, most people would be like, I'm out of here. I'm out of this house. Forget this. But it felt comforting to me. Like, it felt like, oh, you know, I understand we're not going to be alone, but that we're going to share this house type of feeling. So we had been working the whole day, And so this is the craziest part, as if that wasn't enough. And so my husband gets into the shower, and I hear him start yelling my name, like, Stacey, Stacey, get in here. And so I went in. I'm like, what is going on? Well, as I walked in, you know how you have, like, the inside shower curtain that stays in and then the decorative outside shower curtain?
No.
Well, it was like the like a shape of a person in between those, and the inside shower curtain had him like pushed up against the wall.
Oh.
And I was like, stop it. And it was like the shower curtain moved, like you could see a person walking away through it. And then it was gone.
Wow.
But inside the shower, which was like hot and steamy, was like this freezing cold space, and like in the air.
Yeah, that house is crazy. Like, St. James has told me a bunch of stories about it too.
Wow.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Lola wants to come to your house.
I know. So you're having a Christmas party, you say. Okay.
Welcome anytime.
Wow.
Yeah, that house is really scary. Like I said, James has told me some freaky stories about it too.
Wow.
Lola, you can go over anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Yeah.
She's moving in.
Well, that's cool.
Wow, Stacey.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me share.
Hey, right, well, thanks for calling.
Great, thanks.
And, wait, we got some gifts, some treats for your
Ooh,
trick.
Yay.
We have Carmike Cinemas tickets. We have Olive Garden gift certificate, DiCarlo's Pizza, and Festival of Fright tickets.
Oh, that's a hard decision. I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but Festival of Fright, where is that?
Foggy Bottom.
Oh, okay.
That's the three attractions at Foggy Bottom.
Sure. How about those?
All righty.
Who doesn't like a good scare, right?
Exactly.
Oh,
it just don't let them scare you because I cried like a little girl, so.
And don't.
I did.
Great. I can't
And don't
wait.
Tell them your name. And hope that no one knows you.
Yeah, when we went in there, somebody knew Rachel, and it was like Freddie came out and says, "Hi, Rachel," and lost it because all the other actors then knew her name. So through the whole thing, it's like Rachel, and it was like, ah,
yeah.
It was great.
Yeah,
oh, it was horrible.
Well, thanks, Stacey, and now I'll see you at your Christmas party.
Okay, sounds great.
Bye, Stacey.
I see you. Thank you.
Bye, bye.
Okay, I'm hope I'm saying this name right. He's from Pal Talk, so
okay.
I knew I'd screw it up. Bolinard, did I get it right?
What's that?
Did I get your name right?
I didn't hear it. I got it.
That's okay. You just say it.
Oh, I'm Bolinard.
Okay.
He was close.
Okay. This whole thing went on over a night. We had. Originally, we all belonged to a fantasy artist cooperative in Milwaukee, and over time, we just all went our separate ways. One of us who lived out in, I think, California, got married, and she came back to Wisconsin to celebrate with all the old group. And we ended up getting together at a friend's who was another member of the group who was a funeral home director in Racine, Wisconsin. I think it was Racine, Wisconsin. And they lived in the upstairs of the funeral home, which is one of these really old buildings. It had to be three stories tall, had the copper roof. I mean, really pretty building.
Wow.
Really old. And, you know, creepy as all get out. So, you know, a buddy and I are the type, you know, show us the money. You know, we're not buying in unless we actually really see some hinky stuff that, you know, you just can't explain away.
Yeah.
And, well, we got told, oh, yeah, you know, they bring in someone who was deceased, and, there were a couple of bodies. It, obviously, because of legal ramifications, we weren't allowed in the room where the bodies were, which none of us really were standing in line to go into anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got a tour of the funeral home, and when we got down near the embalming room, one of the people in the group had made the comment the formaldehyde smell was quite strong. And the next thing we hear is a fan come on. It was the vent fan for the room. The switch for the vent fan was on the opposite side, deep in the room where we were near the door,
yeah,
which was the room we weren't allowed into for legal reasons. because we weren't,
staff
licensed embalmers.
Yeah.
So, but the switch was way across the room. Nobody in the room.
Oh.
So we're thinking, all right, someone's playing with us. There's another switch somewhere. And as the night went on, we experienced some other odd stuff, but nothing, you know, you'd really write home about, except this building, like I said, was about three stories high, had this copper roof. It was a metal roof. And if anything hit it, like a tree branch, you heard it inside.
Yeah.
And we heard running feet, booted running feet going across. Mm. So my buddy and I, being the skeptics that we are, went outside and looked around. There was a covered area from the second floor that, so they could roll up with a hearse to unload and not be rained on. And that was about the only thing we found that anybody could climb up on, but you still had another floor to get up after that to get up to the roof where all the metal was. So, you know, we really started looking around then because you could hear these booted feet all night running across this roof. Mm. You know, we're thinking trees, except there's nothing there.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the creepiest thing of the night. The creepiest thing was when any of the women would go into the restroom, the shower curtain looked like a hand reaching out at them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, the funny part, we have a friend who's transgendered.
Mm-hmm.
Was a woman who, you know, took the hormones in.
Right, right.
Definitely looks like a man. Well, whatever it was, wasn't spoofed. Because he got it too. Which, you know, was kind of interesting. But, yeah, we had just all night just weird, creepy stuff happening that you couldn't quite explain off, but it was just, you know, weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, you know, when the friend of ours who was transgender goes into the bathroom, all the women are complaining about it. You know, and so, of course, we're going in, well, what's going on here? And nothing happens for us. So they figured it was a male spirit who had, you know, obviously somewhere along the line didn't realize that they were no longer in the world of the living, completely anyway.
And they were warriors. Oh.
You know, yeah, and then it's a pervert ghost beside.
Casper, so, the friendly ghost.
Well, Casper, the extra, maybe a little too friendly ghost.
Yeah.
That was the amount of it, and it was really weird. Like I said, it wasn't raining that night. There was no hail, but boy, you could hear it. Sounded like, you know, the cowboy boots or the boots that had the solid sole on them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And you could hear it boom, 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 boom across the roof.
Maybe it was Santa and he was lost.
Now, I happen to have a line on who Santa.
Oh, okay.
You know, his secret identity, so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't him.
Okay.
But can't tell. Secret identity.
Oh, secrets.
But that's the whole story.
And that's a great
story.
That's great,
Boba.
But what did you call him?
What's that?
Boba Nort.
No.
I said Boba.
Yeah, I'm actually, okay. I'm up at Boba Nort, like Boba Fett from Star Wars. Boba.
Yeah,
Boba.
Oh, okay.
Jordan, I took that back then.
All right. All right.
Jeez.
So, I got dared to call in and give you guys a ghost story from the UFO paranormal group on Pal Talk. So.
well, I'm glad you did. We do have gifts to give away if you would like a book.
Sure.
I'll send you my email address and you can send it to me that way, all right?
On the chat room.
Okay.
So great.
All righty. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Hey, no problem.
See ya.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go. Yeah, call it all the way from Wisconsin.
Yes.
Wisconsin.
All right.
All right. All right. We need to take a break.
All right. You're listening to Whispers Radio. We probably got time for like another call or two, depending.
We got all kinds of stuff left, too. So.
Yeah, we got
304-214-1600. Call us. We'll be right back.
Get in my belly.
You look like a baby. All right, everybody, you're listening to. There's a video with it too.
Yeah. What's the name of the video?
Halloween music, free download.
That's what it says. All right, you're listening to Whispers Radio here on AM 1600 WKKX, the Valley's Watchdog, and UPRN, the UFO Paranormal Radio Network. It is 7:51.
And it's raining.
I don't know if it is or not.
Yeah, I can see it in the street light. Yeah.
I can see. Wow, it's coming down pretty good, too.
It's raining.
Yeah, it's about 61 degrees.
Give us a call, 304-214-1600. If you're out of the area, 1-866-514-1600. Tonight, for 10 more minutes, is our third annual Halloween call-in giveaway extravaganza party awesomeness. And you call in and give your stories, and we have stuff to give you.
Who else here is surprised it's the third? We've been here 3 years.
It is.
I'll raise my hand.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
We survived another one.
Keep going.
And our producer raises her hand.
Probably faster than you guys did.
I had to think for a second. I had the question. Yeah.
All right, what do we still got left? We still got everything left.
We still got a bunch of stuff left.
Got a whole stack of DeCarlo's Pizza to give away. Whole stack of Olive Garden gifts. That's a $5 gift certificate for those of you that were wondering. Carmike Cinemas tickets and the Festival of Fright tickets are gone.
And you keep forgetting about the guitar lessons.
Guitar, bass, or drums. It's 3 free lessons to somebody out there from Viceroy Productions. Anybody?
Just give us a call.
We're going to stay here. We're going to see her quietly until you do.
All right, ready? Go. No. Nick, what was your favorite story so far?
The one from Boba Nort was actually kind of was pretty interesting. The other one from Ashley, was that?
No,
Stacy.
Stacy. I don't. Where the heck did I get Ashley?
I don't know, but that house is crazy.
I think, you know what? I'll give it that one. That one was probably my favorite so far.
See, I'm going for that one, too.
It's a freaky house.
I think they're all great stories.
Now, do you have any other stories from the house?
I don't. My friend James was supposed to call, but he never called in. But
Maybe that's him there.
That might be him. But there's some crazy stuff that he's told me.
Yeah. I don't know. That would scare me to death. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I like the thought of the cold spot in the hot, steamy shower. Mm-hmm. See, that freaks me out.
Yeah, that was...
All right, who we got, Lo?
This is Harold.
Harold.
Yes.
You got a story for us?
Tell us the story.
I'll tell you the story.
We're ready.
Okay. I was working 3 years ago down at the penitentiary for their Dungeon of Horrors for Halloween. And I had an encounter with a ghost.
Really? Like a real one you're not just, advertising?
No,
for
I'm
the
not advertising.
Okay.
The room I was working in, there was a maze just before you got to my room, so I could always hear when the groups were coming through.
Uh-huh.
So I told the lady, because there was a wall on the other side, that I was always helping work, like I'd work both rooms. So I asked her, could you keep an eye on the room for me? I got to run down toward the sugar shack, and I got to call the teacher. So, okay. Went down, did what I had to do, came back. I found out by recent, and this is no joke, I can feel the presence of a ghost. I can't see him.
Now, what does it feel like?
You know how you get a chill in the wintertime and your teeth start chattering?
Uh-huh.
Think of one straight clear through the bone, a chill that you can't shake.
Now, is it something that, stayed on you, or was it just, there and gone, and you were like, whoa?
No, it stayed, because as I was walking across the bridge, I said, well, let me see what I can... She said she saw somebody go across the bridge in our room. I said, well, let me go in there and see what I can feel. I'm walking across the bridge, walking down toward the other wall. She's walking toward me, and she's looking at me, and my nickname, by the way, is Hoot.
Mm-hmm.
She goes... She's looking at me. I go, Terry, what's wrong? She goes, Hoot, your eyes are pitch black.
Really?
My eyes are pretty blue, and they were pitch black.
Oh, God. Okay. Now, see, and I find this really interesting because I've been in the pen twice.
Yeah.
Nada.
Mm-hmm.
Nada. I think they run away from me or something.
Well, this one actually piggybacked and came home with me. Even my cats avoided me.
Now, what did it do in your home?
Didn't anything. It was affecting my personality. I'm really a pretty easygoing guy, but I was snapping at everything. I was really angry. Just
edgy?
Very.
So how did you get rid of this?
It's embarrassing to say because I don't want to actually set on the air how kind of sort of Yeah, my partner and I are a gay couple.
Okay.
And let's put it this way. The romp in the hay, that spirit found out he could get it back at the other place rather than why stay here and get it.
The romp in the hay scared it away.
Sort of, yeah. But that was a scary experience, and I've always said at that penitentiary, they woke up something in that place that should have been left alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very scary place.
A lot of people have said that.
Pardon?
I said it is a very scary place.
Oh, it is.
Now, how long did you work for the haunted house?
This will be my second year I haven't worked for them. I quit after I kept coming down with bronchitis. There's nothing like a hard night's work. You feel like you're hacking a path along.
So you don't work there this year?
No, I didn't work. I didn't work last year either. But wow. It was a scary experience and one I don't talk about that much.
Because it kind of like took over you.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's usually I can just feel them and it's there, it's gone.
Now, have you ever?
Now, Hoot, how often do you get that feeling?
Not too often. It just depends on where I'm at.
Oh, wow. So you feel like it? Do you feel like it's almost always with you, though?
Sometimes, but not like it used to.
Wow. Hmm. Wow. All right, I got some stuff to give away. We got some gifts if you're interested.
Yes.
All right, who doesn't like gifts, right? We have Carmike Cinemas tickets. We have a $5 coupon for Olive Garden. And we have DeCarlo's Pizza from the Grove.
The Carmike Cinema tickets sound great.
Carmike Cinema tickets. Yeah. We also have a bucket, okay, because I don't know how much of the show you were listening to. For $2.50, we're going to give you the bucket. And then for $2.50, you can get it full of popcorn. And it's good for the rest of the year. You know, and it's at Carmike, too, so you can go get your popcorn and your movie for $2.50.
Oh, wow. Sounds good.
That's a cheap date.
No, that means he's taking me to the movies.
Excuse me?
There's nothing cheap about Rachel.
Excuse me, cousin of mine?
Yes.
Backtrack that up just a few notches there, girlfriend.
All right, Hoot, thank you very much for your call, man.
Thanks, Uncle Hoot.
You're welcome, Rachel.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you guys, we made it through.
We did it.
Yay! Yay. Third anniversary.
Do you have any special music or anything we could, you know, we've got a couple of minutes to get us out of here.
Get us some good stuff, Lola.
Well, this something we can knock dance us out to. Of the park.
I just.
Something like Monster Mash.
Something we can dance to and not Jordan. Because
all right, well, this is just because it scares the pants off of you.
All right.
There it is, everybody. No. We want to make sure and wish everybody a happy Halloween. Stay safe. Stay very safe. Good one. Thanks for getting my back there.
Anytime.
Stay safe. Protect your kids. Check your candy. Give me some. Until next week, everybody.
Give you some candy?
Give me some candy, Nick.
I'm sorry.
Don't steal Ray's.
Maybe.
You know what? If he does, you let me know and I will hurt him.
Good to know. I know he's so creepy. Not going to be trick-or-treating with us.
I want to watch the match.
If you take it, these little girls are going to come after you.
Because you're like Jonah the corn.
They'll take your soul.
Her pet cemetery.
All right, everybody. Until next week, don't be afraid. Only believe.
AM 1600 WKKX Wheeling.